Next is a 6-minute walk test on Frances, F-R-A-N-C-E-S, Paget, P-A-D-G-E-T-T. This goes to Dr. Karen Wood. On 4/27/22, Mrs. Paget performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 91%, period. After walking 336 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation was 96%, period. New paragraph impression, moderate exercise inability. I'm sorry, moderate exercise impairment without demonstrable hypoxemia, period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Donald Martin. This goes to Sherry Cass, C-A-S-S, FNP. On 4/27/22, Mr. Martin performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there's a severe degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. There's no improvement after bronchodilators, period. To paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next is a six-minute walk test on Michael Burch, B-U-R-C-H. This goes to Dr. Schmitz. On 4/27/22, Mr. Burch performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 91%, period. After walking 179 meters in 6 minutes, saturation dropped to 85%, period. New paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Mary Lou Williamson. This goes to Jennifer Coley, FNP. On 4/27/22, Mrs. Williamson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a severe degree of airflow obstruction. No improvement after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 12/22/21, there's been no significant change, period. New paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no significant change. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Teresa Price. This goes to Dr. David Schmitz. On 4/27/22, Mrs. Price performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. After ambulating 311 meters in 6 minutes, saturation fell to 88%, period. New paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Elisa McDonald. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 4/27/22, Mrs. McDonald performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 97%, period. After ambulating 371 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 95%, period. New paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on James Rosenstock. This goes to Dr. Daniel Hall. On 4/27/22, Mr. Rosenstock performed a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was no significant airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of forced vital capacity reduction without airways obstruction, period. New paragraph impression, minimal restrictive lung disease with possible mild reactive airways disease, period. Next is a 6-minute walk test on George Patterson. This goes to Dr. Pogodina. On 4/27/22, Mr. Patterson performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 398 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 95%, period. New paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Kevin Small. This goes to Dr. Sheetsley. On 4/27/22, Mr. Small performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 98%. Period. After walking 451 meters in 6 minutes, the saturation remained 98%. Period. The paragraph compression, minimal exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry on on Joseph Pasculli, P-A-S-C-U-L-L-I. This goes to Mary Crichton, C-R-I-C-H-T-O-N, F-N-P. On 4/27/22, Mr. Pasculli performed pre-imposed bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal, and there was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period. The paragraph impression, normal study period. Thank you.